USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed upon by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. On Twitter, the president calling the agreement between two great friends a huge breakthrough.
Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement.
Unemployment claims fell to less than a million last week for the first time since the pandemic hit the United States in March. Eric Trump, the president's son, saying the economy is turning around.
Well, listen, if you look at the last 3 months, right, 9.3 million Americans went back to work.
That number much lower than analysts had predicted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Joe Biden's running mate, Kamala Harris, scored the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019, according to a GovTrack analysis, outranking Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. GovTrack Analysis is a nonpartisan organization that tracks U.S. Congress and information on lawmakers and their voting record. Senator Harris was ranked as the most liberal compared to all senators in 2019. That despite many in the media portraying her as a moderate. A major auto manufacturer is announcing a number of recalls, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump is again calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing on Wednesday, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. That was true in a huge study in South Korea. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will only have 1 minute to speak at the Democratic National Convention next week, which is prompting complaints saying the party is out of touch with young voters. The DNC will air a 60-second pre-recorded message filmed by AOC in her home. The convention is being held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. We can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.